What is being religious, and should we be? The question, what is being religious, is essential for us to consider. Those who claim the title of Christian need to understand the difference between being religious and serving God. Webster defines religion as manifesting faithful devotion to an acknowledged deity or relating to religious beliefs or observances. Sometimes we say a person is very religious and mean it as a compliment. We use this statement to reflect that the person may attend church services regularly or sing in the choir. Perhaps they teach in Sunday school or even pastor a church. They fulfill all the outward requirements of church doctrines. Christians may attend church every Sunday, and many Jews go to synagogue every Saturday. They follow their religion by doing things. For example, Muslims, Hindus, and Jews are faithful to dietary laws. However, they do not always do these things to please God. None of these things that people do religiously can define their relationship with God. However, they may do what they do to provide them with an identity or respectability, especially among their people. Politicians and criminals do this all the time. But how does God feel about being religious? God makes it clear in Amos and Jeremiah that being religious is not pleasing to Him. He wants something much more important. God wants all or nothing. He will never be satisfied with a life that you live for yourself. The Jews were faithful in doing all that God required of them physically. The Pharisees and scribes were keeping the law concerning their services. They would not miss a service. They faithfully made many sacrifices and did them very religiously. Jewish leaders went to all the religious feasts, paid their tithes faithfully. They could tell you each commandment and many ideas about how you could fulfill it. However, they failed to do those things that God required spiritually. Putting Him first was not what they wanted. Instead, they tried to use Him to make them essential so they could receive glory for their conduct. As a result, religious leaders gave God only lip service. God says in Amos 5:21, "I hate, I despise your religious feast. I cannot stand your assemblies. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Away with this noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps." God hates empty religious acts. Don't fill your life with empty religious actions. God loves you, but He wants a total commitment to His plan. What is true religion that pleases God? It is not that being religious is wrong. It is merely that we often go through routines without the Spirit. God wants both our hearts and our actions to glorify Him. In the next verse in Amos 5:24, God says, "But let justice roll like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream." God wants actions, but actions that show our love for both Him and His creation. Therefore, our activities are to show the love of God springing forth from within our hearts. Love is like the giving of His Son for the sins of the world. He gave His best for a lost world doomed to eternal separation from Him in hell. James, the brother of Jesus, says this about religion. "If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless." Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. From James 1:26-27. So what is being religious? It is not attending church, teaching a Sunday school class, or even preaching. Jesus wants you to follow him. So it is simple to serve God. You must give your life to him and tell others about his incredible love. May our God of mercy always be with you and guide you in surrendering your life to him. God wants all of you, or you're not worthy of him.